I'm a publisher, and one day my daughter Christina asked me to write a novel with her. Well, that day was long ago, and that little girl is now an adult. But our novels live on. The Truth Seekers Mystery Series highlights a homeschool family, the Murphy teens, in an action-adventure novel that is sure to entertain as well as teach creation truths. To get your copy, visit our website at truthseekersmysteryseries.com.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz with another episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today we are going to talk about a Bible crate. Have you ever wanted to teach your children the Bible? What do you think about group activities for the family that will teach the Bible in chronological order? Well, today I'm welcoming a guest that is the publisher of this Bible crate, and it is goodandtruemedia.com with Mr. Brian Gallagher. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you for having me, Felice. It's good to be here.
Well, good. You know, I was intrigued when I heard about your Bible crate, and more so with the hope of teaching the Bible in context in a way that children will learn. And growing up, I learned all about the Bible from my grandmother. And truthfully, this crate reminds me of the wonderful stories that she would tell. But before we dive in, can you share a little bit about you and your family with my listeners?
Sure. Yeah. So my name is Brian Gallagher. I've always loved writing. I've always had a passion for it. And I'm married, and I have my fifth child on the way, actually.
Well, wonderful. Congratulations. We celebrate big families on this network.
Yeah. My brother has 15. So
I've got
a lot of catching up to do. Right. But I love big families, and 36 nephews and nieces, all within a 20-minute drive of me. I'm part of a family-owned business called Goodwill Publishers. We're 85 years old. And I'm part of fourth generation, and I've been very blessed with that position. So I launched Good and True Media, the children's imprint of it. And I just didn't like what I saw on Target bookshelves and what the big companies were coming out with. And so I wanted to do something about it. And so we've been making some children's books over the last year, and they're steeped in Christian character development and virtue. And it's going great.
So, wonderful. Well, that's exciting. And so today we're going to talk about teaching the Bible. And you believe that one of the things that is wonderful about the Bible, obviously, it's not in chronological order, but when you share that, and I remember homeschooling my children and doing several things, like we had timelines that had the chronological order of the Bible. And when you show it like that with timelines and the different, people that lived at different times, in one of my books is this huge pullout, chronological order history map that, spans the length of a huge room. And the kids would just pore over that for hours because they were so amazed at, the different things that were happening, not only in the time of biblical times, but around the world. And children kind of enjoy that, having a point of reference. So, I know that's obviously your philosophy with the Bible crate that you have put together.
Yes, absolutely. And I guess the idea came to me because, I was talking with my 10-year-old, and I was speaking to him about these Bible stories, and he didn't seem to have a good compass or context. And then we go to church every Sunday, and, we have different readings from the Bible, and I feel like he had biblical whiplash. You know, he's like hearing about Jesus curing the blind man, and then he's hearing about Sodom and Gomorrah, and it just kind of goes back and forth and back and forth. And kids love stories. Kids think in stories. It engages their imagination. So I thought it necessary and very important. There, you know, the Bible is a story. It's a true story. But there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. And that's important for a child in developing their foundation, their context, upon which they can dive deeper later in life as they dive deeper and deeper into the theology of Scripture.
Wonderful. And so, yeah, you know, that was something that was your impetus for putting this together. Did you have, you know, just a really brief explanation of what this Bible crate is, and then we'll go into some of the other aspects of teaching the Bible?
Sure. Yeah. So the Bible Crate is a monthly subscription box that shows up on your doorstep once a month. Inside is four lessons, one per week. And it starts with creation and goes all the way through the ascension. And it's filled with engaging crafts and activities that makes those stories stick. It's very easy to administer. I call it hands off for mom, hands on for children. And I know most of school moms yes. like that.
Yes, they do.
But I wanted not only to tell the story of the Bible through engaging paraphrased anecdotes, or not anecdotes, but retellings. I wanted those activities and those crafts to bring the family together around those stories so that they stick, and so that children can be developing great memories with their family along the way. So yeah, it's each month has a different one. I think box one goes from creation to Abraham. Box two is Joseph. Box three is Moses. And then it goes all the way through the New Testament as well later in the year.
Okay, wonderful. And so you're actually establishing context when you're teaching the Bible with the crafts and the other activities that are within. Is that true?
Yes. And also some of the components that help kind of that help this progression is there's a Bible passport. And as they go to a new place, they get a sticker they can put in the passport, whether it's Eden or Babel or Jerusalem, whatever it might be along the way. And then they also have character cards, like trading cards, when they meet a new character. So that kind of helps them remember the main places and characters of the story, because every story has three things. It has characters, setting, and conflict, plot. Right. And so these materials help the children remember the settings and the characters they meet along the way so they can better understand the overarching story.
Very good. And so where can people find more information about this particular crate?
Sure. It's called thebiblecrate.com. And it'll jet you to goodandtruemedia.com, which is, our publishing company. Okay. But www.thebiblecrate.com.
Okay, wonderful. And on the website, from what I understand, so first of all, it is an ecumenical set, right? You said that, it doesn't matter denomination-wise. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. So it is non-denominational. And what we say is that we tell the story and we leave the theology to mom and dad. There's four sections of every lesson. There's read, play, grow, and pray. And during the grow section, that's when reflection questions are just asked. They're not answered. They're just asked. Mm-hmm. And it's meant to be a point of the lesson where mom and child can talk about the deeper meanings of the story. And that's where the theology comes in. But we leave it for mom and dad to do at home. We don't even quote the Bible specifically with a specific translation. We say, use your family Bible at home, whichever translation you use.
And then you direct people to chapter and verse or section of the Bible that you're talking about. Perfect. Okay.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Okay. So before every paraphrase reading, There is the passage citation, but again, we don't say which translation it is. In fact, another great thing about the story is we have in the adventure guide a QR code. And if you scan that QR code, it will read to your child the story with full sound effects. Wonderful. So they can hear the elephants getting on the ark and the rain batting down. It's an immersive experience. And that's another way we make it hands-off for mom and hands-on for kids, is scan the QR code and put it on the speaker and let them have fun.
Wonderful. That's great. And so, you know, children do gravitate towards stories. I remember my grandmother telling me Bible stories, just, you know, hanging out with her. And when I went to kindergarten, the teacher was appalled that I did not know who Cinderella was and Snow White, but I knew all about, you know, Noah and the flood and the story of Adam and Eve. And my mother got called in to talk to the teacher, and she was very Italian, like born in Italy. So she was not too complimentary of the intelligence of this teacher. Let me just say that she was very polite when she was there, but my mother, you know, barred no specific words, saying, well, I think, you know, what she was taught was more important than this. And I'm sure you can catch her up really quickly, which I don't even know why we're talking about fairy tales and such in kindergarten. However, you know, I remember that was the beginning of my faith, because I loved, you know, the Bible figures, and I loved hearing about, you know, Jesus's parables and so forth. And so, you know, years later, when I was reading to my children, when I homeschooled, it just brought back so many wonderful memories. And so that's basically what you're doing with this, is you're creating memories with your children.
Absolutely. And, you know, just a second on your story there, you know, that right now we kind of have two types of people. We have kids who are raised by Disney and kids who are raised by the Bible. And I really feel like we need more that are raised by the Bible these days. Exactly. And the Bible has such amazing stories. You know, there's adventure and, you know, I mean, parting of the Red Sea and miracles and all kinds of amazing things. And that's just apart from the lessons of how to live life. So, yeah, I think there's so much entertainment to be found within God's word, but creating the place where it can be a family experience and it can be enjoyable. For instance, when we were designing this, we said, well, what ages is it for? And we thought, okay, well, we want it to be K through five. And then we said, well, what kindergartners like, fifth graders don't like. So how are we going to do this? So actually inside the Bible crate, there's two tracks. It is older elementary and younger elementary.
Wonderful.
And so we actually have different crafts and different activities for them to do based on their level. So it's kind of flex up, flex down, which we know that's very important for homeschool, of course. We didn't want the younger kids to be frustrated or the older kids to be bored, because right. We ultimately want them to be engaged and entertained by this incredible, epic, true story called the Bible.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I know this is really going to help, you know, parents to instill their love of scripture with the children. And they can really incorporate this into their home school the way you have it designed, correct? So this could actually be, you know, when you write Bible on your lesson plans, or, you know, I used to have a checklist sheet for the kids, then this can actually be, you know, used as part of their curriculum.
Absolutely. This could be a full Bible curriculum if they'd like. It could be a supplemental curriculum just for Sunday. I've been speaking with many homeschool parents over the last months at these trade shows, and they're all in love with it, and they all have a different utilization of it. Someone said, oh, I'm going to do this Saturday because we don't have a good Saturday activity. Another person's like, this is going to be our Bible curriculum. And then another said, hey, this is the greatest grandkid present that I could possibly give my grandkids. So
I think we talked about that before we went live here, that I've got eight little ones. Well, actually that in that range, I think I have five. Yeah. So yeah, that's amazing. So yeah, as a grandparent, that's what we do. We buy our grandkids stuff that's worthwhile and not the junk.
Exactly. So. And this is the gift that keeps giving because it shows up once a month on their doorstep. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. it is a favorite. Yeah. I love that. I love that idea. So in a year's time, they've completed this. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. 12 months and then it's done. It's not one of those indefinite subscriptions like Netflix. It is a self-contained program. Mm-hmm. Now you could do it again and again if you'd like. You'd always get new meaning out of it as that is the case with the Bible.
Right. Well, especially if you did it with the younger children and then later did it again with the older kids, you know, with a different level.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, that's wonderful.
Exactly. And another great thing about this for homeschool families is that we have multiple children packs available. So the first question I get every single time is, okay, I have three kids between K through five. How do I do this? Mm-hmm. And what we decided to do is we're going to put enough craft materials and activity books in the box to supplement, to support three children just for a slight upcharge. You don't have to buy three boxes. It's just five extra dollars per child to cover the cost of the crafts. But that way it's affordable for the family to do all together. They're not fighting over it. And they're making memories rather than memories they want to forget.
That's great. I just wanted to remind the audience that it's thebiblecrate.com. So T-H-E, biblecrate.com. Because if you go to Bible Crate right now, there's a landing page where it asks you to just give an email and so forth. And that's not Brian's. So we don't know who that is. But whoever that is, you know, maybe... they've parked it. I don't know. But I just wanted to make the clarification there as well. And also, you have a special offer for our listeners, and I will have that in the show notes. So let me quickly remind the listeners that if you go to Bible Crate, you can search for that episode 472 at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. You'll find the show links for the things that we talked about today. And so Brian has offered our listeners a discount. So why don't you share that with us?
Sure. I wouldn't come on without a good discount for you. The coupon code is vintage. And you can take 50% off your first box or 20% off the entire year if you prepay.
Wonderful.
So we just do monthly or the whole year. And so it's 50% off first box or 20% off the whole year, no matter how many child packs you have in there. And when you go to our website, you'll see the pricing scale.
Okay. And is it just like lowercase or does it matter? Is it case sensitive?
It's not case sensitive
at all.
Okay,
perfect. Okay. So whatever you type in, just vintage. And I appreciate that. That's wonderful. And any last thoughts that you want to leave our listeners with?
We're just really excited about this. And we have another thing that is really exciting that will help spread it and even make it more affordable. And it's a referral program. Essentially, if you ask your friend or tell your friend about it and they're interested, they can come and sign up with us and then drop your name or email in the checkout. It says who referred you. And if they do, if they say your email address or name, we will give you 50% off your next box or store credit of that amount if you prepaid the whole year. So it just makes it even more affordable by spreading the word. And we know that the homeschool marketplace is a great grassroots, community driven marketplace. And so we just ask to spread the word because we're trying to do something good here for children. And we can use all the help we can get these days. So.
Wonderful. Well, we appreciate it, Brian. Thank you so much for coming on with me and, you know, sharing this wonderful new set that will really help homeschool moms, share about the Bible and at least jumpstart discussions with your children. So thanks again for coming.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Felice.
Wonderful. Okay. So it's goodandtruemedia.com and thebiblecrate.com. to learn more about Brian and the wonderful books and products he has there. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Give us a star rating on your favorite podcast app. And until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.